Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Friday, the 8th of August at 6:31. Happy International Cat Day. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the engineering and construction giant Mace Group, and we'll be looking at the business of hair extensions and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main international business stories in the newspapers and websites, which we shall do in the inimitable company of Kate English, the chief economist with Deloitte. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning, Joel.
Have you any plans for the weekend?
I am off to Donegal. I have a week off next week, so I'm heading...
Part?
Malinhead, okay. Up to the very top.
So it'll only take about 5 hours to get there.
Yeah, I'll get there by Monday.
Okay, just in time for work. Yeah. Shall we, talking of work, unemployment had a little inch or maybe a mini spike upwards, according to the latest CSO data, to 4.9%.
Yeah, so we got monthly unemployment data yesterday for July. So July's rate was up to 4.9%. It had previously been at 4.6% in June. Mm. I think what I would say to this, I wouldn't quite use that language of that this was a spike. Mm. We often see monthly fluctuations in the employment data. And really what is your concrete employment data is our quarterly labour force survey. So now all eyes will look to that. You might have seen as well yesterday there was a bit of commentary around the youth unemployment rate within that figure too. It saw an increase to 12.2%. Mm-hmm. Its highest rate in quite some time.
Is this people up to the age of 25 or older?
Up to the age of 24, correct. Yeah. Mm. We'd seen it up at about over 12% last December as well. It's still sitting much lower than what it had been in, say, 2017, 18, 19, and is much lower than what we've seen and as a European average, which is over 14, close to 15%, or some of our close European counterparts. So not necessarily a cause for concern just yet with this monthly unemployment rate, but certainly given the external environment and the risks that are there, a close eye will be kept on all employment data over the coming few months.
Yeah, it will. And similarly, the CSO came out with information on inflation. Now, that's an interesting one because the target is 2% and it came in at 1.7%.
Correct. Target 2% came in at 1.7%. This is also for July. We've been below that 2% for quite some time. But if we move beyond the headline rates, the headline rate of that 1.7% includes your total basket of goods. Mm-hmm. We are seeing differences within the index by subgroups.
Especially groceries.
And the real standout in this was food. So when we look solely at the food and non-alcoholic beverage part of the index, that increase was 4.7% on an annual basis.
Three times.
Much higher than what we're seeing in the overall index. And within that, there were some clear standouts. For example, the price of butter is up over €1.08 from this time last year, or a sirloin steak, for example, per kg is up over €5 on what it was last year. And what's driving that? Well, we know there's an increase, if we look at the food, in a lot of input prices from down to your fertilizer, your feed, to even a lot of commentary in the last week on the price of animals, your suckler weanlings as well. Why there's such export demand for them at the minute because of disease within Europe. So what I would say to this is that it's clear that within inflation and particularly for food, there's many different parts to that market, be it your input prices, your raw products, from even the animals to begin with. And there's different dynamics in play at each of those sub-markets. And that's what's feeding into that overall increase of 4.7%.
And while the grocery price and food prices were quite high at 4.7%, clothing was down.
It was in negative territory, correct. And we've seen that again for a number of months. Now, there's a seasonality effect to that also when we
see
it with clothing.
You buy less clothes in the summertime?
Well, we're coming into sale season as well as we move through the summer stock and we begin to bring in that autumn stock into shops, sales begin to appear for clothes. And you've probably seen that yourself if you go into shops now, the autumn collections are beginning to come in.
Yeah.
And that does play into the index too. So it's an interesting read. It matches what we're seeing in some other countries as well with food inflation continuing to be higher than the rest of the index. And it's bad news for shoppers.
Yes, we couldn't possibly have a discussion without mentioning the name of Donald Trump and tariffs. Now he's talking about semiconductors, huge tariffs, but we think Ireland might be able to get away with it on this occasion.
So semiconductors, we saw an announcement this week of 100% tariffs placed on semiconductors, which is a substantial rise. With that, though, there was a quick reaction coming from the EU. Remember, we had 2 weeks ago an agreement, a trade framework agreement.
It's not a deal.
It's not a deal. We're calling it a framework so far at 15%. And semiconductors were included within that as
well. Even though we've nothing formal from the Americans at all.
Yes, and we're still waiting for, as you said, that deal to be fully agreed. So will that hold under the 15% in an EU context? That's what's coming out so far from an EU side, and it'll be interesting to see what comes from the US side. Markets didn't react as you might have expected to such a large increase, or the threat, I suppose, of a large increase of 100% on semiconductors. And well, why was that? Well, with that announcement, it came apparent that there may be a number of exemptions for certain firms that are announcing investment within the United States or a commitment to create or to increase their activities within the United States. And that's where we saw that split reaction then in the stock market. Those companies that were deemed to be potentially within that exempted group and the others that were not. But it's still, it's going to be an interesting one to play out because semiconductors are critical to everything that we're
talking
seeing happening
from an AIP perspective. Does that include Intel, which is a huge company here in Ireland?
It does include Intel.
There you go. Well, apparently Donald doesn't like the boss. He's only in the job 4 or 5 months and Donald Trump does not like him.
So I would say this is probably more of a political story than a market or a story that an economist has.
Intel shares are down 3.2% yesterday after that.
View on, yes. And we did see commentary coming out from the United States claiming that looking for a call for a resignation by the CEO of Intel. As I said, it's a political story.
But that's astonishing, though. This is a giant American company, happens to be run by a guy who used to work or supply at the Chinese market. And now the president of the United States has almost ordered him to stand down. I mean, that is shocking.
It's quite surprising indeed, but it's not, I suppose. We've seen the mix of politics and companies take place so far this year. And I think let's keep an eye on how it moves and indeed how markets continue to react.
And very briefly, apparently the US Secretary of State has instructed US diplomats to work to undermine the EU's moderation rules, or the DSA.
This was a very interesting one. So they've instructed them to undermine or work to repeal or amend the EU Digital Services Act. And there's been quite a strong reaction from the EU Commission so far
it's
on this already.
It's passed 27 sovereign governments. There's no way you can repeal it.
Yeah, and Olaf Gill, the Trade Commissioner of the EU, was very strong in his language yesterday in stating that, as we've said many times, EU regulations and standards were never up for discussion and that this will not be changing. I suppose when I see this, though, I also kind of think, too, we know that a big story within the EU so far this year has been on trying to improve its competitiveness. Mm-hmm. And within that, there has been some language, again, coming from that Draghi report that we're now probably sick of talking about, mm-hmm. where the EU has made it clear they don't want to deregulate, but they want to simplify some regulations to try and encourage innovation within the EU.
So maybe Marco Rubio might get a little bit of what he's hoping for.
Remains to be seen, but I do think that they'll continue to focus on productivity and competitiveness and trying to simplify regulation to improve overall growth within the EU. That is their main focus.
Enjoy that trip to Malinhead in Donegal. Have a lovely weekend. That is Kate English, the Chief Economist with Deloitte. Back.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.